This is session 3 of stage 5 of our Road to Quran Mastery series. This is going to be the third and final session of the last stage of this Tajweed journey. We have almost gone through all the necessary rules related to full mouth and empty mouth letters. There is just one last thing left to discuss, which are the exceptions of these rules. Last session we started with Alif, and this session we'll learn more about the exceptions of Lam and Ra. So let's get started. So in session 1 and 2 we learned about Al-Huruf Al-Mufakhama and Al-Huruf Al-Muraqqaqa. We also learned about how to deal with Alif in the Quran, since it can be both full mouth and empty mouth. There are now two more letters left that can be both full mouth and empty mouth, and these are the Lam and the Ra. We'll start with the Lam. Lam is always empty mouth, which means that we will pronounce it like le, not la. That's why we say
لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ.
So we say لَكِن, and we say لَهُمْ, not لَهُمْ. Next example.
لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ.
Again we say ظُلَلٌ, not ظلال. That is not correct. So if it is always empty mouth, so what's the problem then? Well, it is indeed an empty mouth letter, except in one single word. And it is not just any word, it is the greatest word there is, Allah. Now we can notice right away that we say by default Allah, law, not Allah. So in this case, we make the lam full mouth. So that's why we say Allah, law. However, the lam in the word Allah will be empty mouth in three cases. So in three cases, we will not say Allah, but we will say Illah. The first, if the letter before Allah has kasra, we say it like that.
كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى.
So the letter before Allah had kasra. That's why we said يُحْيِي اللَّهُ. Second, if the letter before Allah has tanween, and I mean any type of tanween, you'll also pronounce it as إِلَّهُ. Like in this example.
لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ.
So here the meem that came before the word Allah clearly had tanween fatha, and therefore we said قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ. And last, if the letter before Allah has sukoon, but the letter before it has kasra, then you will still pronounce it as إِلَّهُ. Like in this example.
كَذَلِكَ يَجِزِ اللَّهُ الْمُتَّقِينَ.
So the ya before Allah has sukoon, but the zay, the letter before the ya, has kasra, and that's why we said يَجِزِ اللَّهُ. So these are the only three cases in which you will say إِلَّهُ instead of Allah. All the other cases you will just simply say Allah like you're used to, like in this example.
Allahu yabda'u al-khalqa thumma yu'iduhu falan yukhlifa Allahu 'ahdahu.
So here in these examples we started with Allah, so there was nothing before it, and in the second example the letter before Allah has fatha, so we'll just simply say Allah, يخلف الله. And if you want more examples and even some important tips on how to pronounce the word Allah properly, you should check out this lesson. It is a must watch for any Quran learner. Now moving to the Ra. Ra, on the other hand, is always full mouth, so you pronounce it as Ra. except in some cases. And the key word here is kasra. That will be the main reason why ra becomes empty mouth and therefore you pronounce it as ra. First, if the ra has kasra, you'll pronounce it as ra, like in this example.
إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْكُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ.
So here we notice in the first word here that has ra, that we said fariq, not fariq. That is not correct. You have to pronounce the ra as empty mouth, so you pronounce it as ra, fariq. Also, the ra will be empty mouth if it had sukun, and before it, there is a letter that has kasra, like in this example.
فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنَ.
Here in this example, the ra has sukun, but before it, the fa has kasra, and that's why we say fir'aun. And if the ra had sukun, and the letter before it had sukun, and before that letter there is a letter that has kasra, then in this case you will also pronounce the ra as empty mouth, like in this example. Now here we notice that the ra has tanween dhamma on top, but if you stop at it, this dhamma will disappear and the ra will then have sukun. So this is how you would read it if you stop at this word.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ.
So in this case, ra has sukun, the ya has sukun on top, and the letter before the ya has kasra. That's why we said khabir. But if you kept on reading, this means that the ra will no longer be in this situation, and therefore you will pronounce it normally. And you would say,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
So if the ra has kasra, or it has sukun and the letter before it has kasra, or if it has sukun and the letter before it has sukun after a letter with kasra. And in these cases, you pronounce the ra as empty mouth, and in all other cases, you pronounce it as full mouth. If you want to have more examples, you can check out this lesson in which I go a little bit deeper into this topic with many more examples. And now it's time for the recitation of this episode. Today's recitation is from Surah Al-Ahqaf.
وَإِذَا حُشِرَ وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ إِنِ افتريته فلا تملكون لي من الله شيئا هو أعلم بما تفيضون فيه كفى به شهيدا بيني وبينكم وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدَعًا مِّنَ الرُّسُلِ وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ إِنْ أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي وما أنا إلا نذير وما أنا إلا نذير مبين.
And now it's time for the challenge questions of this episode. Today's questions are from the 26th juz. The first question. While those who believe and work righteousness and believe in what was sent down to Muhammad, and it is the truth from their Lord, he remits their sins and relieves their concerns. The second question. O you who believe, if a troublemaker brings you any news, investigate, lest you harm people out of ignorance, and you become regretful for what you've done. Were you able to find any of the ayahs that correspond with these translations? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.